You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, and to London now we go with Adam Gilchrist with the Emirates Worldview from London. Good morning to you, Adam. All right, tell you what we'll do is why don't we have the Emirates Worldview question answered first, and whilst we try and sort out the buttons in the background. Of course, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question comes from Mule Lwanteta, who tweeted, what's the significance of wooden walls in court? What's the significance of wooden walls in court? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get the answer, we spoke to James Grant, Associate Professor of Law at Wits University.
If one looks closely at the wood, you'll notice that the wood is placed at right angles. And I understand that the purpose, therefore, is to muffle sound and prevent echoes in the court.
All right, that's the answer, short and sharp there, from Professor of Law at Wits, James Grant. Congratulations to Mule Lwanteta for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow. I do believe we now have Adam Gilchrist on the line. Good morning to you, Adam.
Yes, we have been pressing lots of buttons, and I think it's worked.
Ah, there we go. The beauty of hearing your voice this morning. Now, let's go to Syria. That's where you want to start. Russia has joined the call for a humanitarian truce in Syria.
That's a really big deal, isn't it? Russia came on board with the UN Security Council resolution and now has also sort of separately pressed for what Vladimir Putin called a daily five-hour pause. Essentially creating a humanitarian corridor, and the idea is to get aid in and some people out of this particular part, Eastern Ghouta near Damascus. There are 400,000 civilians trapped there, as well as rebel fighters and so forth. And, of course, this was meant to have happened 9 days ago or so. Since the nine-day truce was agreed, something like 560 people have lost their lives. The bombardment from the Assad regime government forces has not let up at all. Reports of chemical weapons attacks, certainly of chlorine gas in the area, which came through yesterday. And I guess if all sides are saying, come on, Syria, allow the humanitarian aid to get in, allow this corridor to happen, allow the ceasefire to take place, then can they really resist that? I suppose the point is they have so far.
Well, your point is well made that if Russia says that, maybe things will start changing now. To Saudi Arabia we go. Another gender equality step. First, driving. Now, what? Women can join the military? What's the world coming to?
Isn't that a step forward? It feels like, certainly, although Saudi Arabia is rather busy sacking most of its male generals at the moment over the war in Yemen, or the strikes against Yemen, I suppose I should call it that. I suppose, given that I think it's June when women will be allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia, next month women will be allowed to attend football matches. They've already had a bit of a trial of that. Now, women have until Thursday, admittedly it's a narrow window, but still, women have until Thursday to apply for positions in the Saudi armed forces. Not combat roles, but other forces jobs. And indeed, that combat role thing is still a question that some people's armies haven't quite answered. But there is, of course, naturally, an old-fashioned anomaly. So you could argue one step forward, one step still in the past. Women who join the Saudi Army, Navy, or Air Force must get written approval from a male guardian, which doesn't quite fit in with the 21st century take on it. But still, it's a kind of step forward, isn't it?
Well, you've got to be generous there, Adam. They've got at least until Thursday. What? Two more days. Now, four British warnings. What? On the weather, obesity, handwriting, and dried fruit. Tell me about that.
Yes, and I suppose they're not just British, really, but they've certainly come out through the UK press. I mean, the weather one is Europe-wide. We were talking about this yesterday, and this beast from the east, this enormous Siberian snowstorm that is just wreaking havoc across Europe. I mean, you may have seen pictures of Rome under snow, which is the second time this winter, I believe, that's happened. But temperatures are so cold. I mean, we've got our heating on maximum, and yet somehow the house is just not doing it. You know what I mean? If -4, wind chill factor -15 is what they're talking about in the next 2 or 3 days, and more snow, and in the busy parts of the UK. Beyond that, though, I quite like these. Here are the three quick warnings. A study that says that obesity is going to be such a factor. Three-quarters of those who are known as the millennial generation, who reached adulthood at the start of the century, three-quarters will be overweight or obese by the age of 40, so generation fat. Warning number two, generation cack-handed, because of all the technology, mobile phones, etc., they're saying that people increasingly aren't able to hold pens or pencils properly. It's not necessarily their fault, it's just finger muscles aren't used to doing it. And warning number three, generation hot and cross. The wildfires in Florida have decimated the dried fruit industry, so much so that our Easter hot crust buns may be devoid of raisins, sultanas, and currants. That's the one that's really got me worried, I have to say.
No, raisins can't really write properly, and we're all fat. Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Jones, welcome back. Thought I'd pop in to hear how the trip went.
Oh, it was fantastic, Mr. Abrams. I've never experienced anything like it. The seats recline into fully flat beds, and the mattress and duvet set they give you are out of this world.
Excellent, Jones, but I meant, how did the fee negotiations go?
Experience the unparalleled comfort of a fully flat bed seat when you fly Emirates Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.